listener production.
G'day, it's Tom Parry with you. The recent Disaster Resilience Summit is being hailed as a success. It took place last Friday in Mount Gambier, with industry heavyweights and government figures attending, among them State Ministers Joe Sockarch and Claire Scriven. In a statement, SA Forest Products Association CEO Nathan Payne acknowledged their support, saying their attendance highlights how committed they are to safeguarding lives, property and infrastructure in the region. In good news for electric vehicle owners or those considering a purchase, more EV charging points are now available in Mount Gambier. 9 bays have been set aside as part of a new ultra-rapid charging station located in the Sturt Street car park. It brings the number of EV charging sites in the city to 5. While Victoria grapples with a potential asbestos mulch crisis, Mount Gambier Council is assuring us that all is well locally. Andrew Shaw has the story.
Well, rest assured, it seems the city of Mount Gambier are confident mulch used locally isn't tainted with asbestos, unlike a growing number of parks in Melbourne and some throughout Sydney. In response to a request, council have told us that they're currently using their own mulch mix in garden beds from tree removals and trimmings. And as for playground mulch, they say they're using a commercial-grade mulch that doesn't include recycled mulch.
And a former Mount Gambier resident is starring in her very own TV series. White Fever is created and written by Ra Chapman, who grew up in the Blue Lake City. The show follows her character Jane as she attempts to reprogram her love life. The series premieres tonight on the ABC. The Panola Football Netball Club is switching leagues. From next year, it'll be competing in the newly formed Limestone Coast League after its committees voted unanimously to join. It will remain in the KNT competition until the end of 2024.